syncopation. First we did where we hit the 1 and 3 on the downbeat only. And now next is only the first beat and everything else is on the end. That was the second thing. Third thing we did was every 2 beats. Sorry, 2 bars is what I meant. And then the third, next thing was every 3 bars. And then 4 bars, all right? I'm not gonna demonstrate 4 bars right now. Next, you take a rhythmic motif and you put it, a very simple one, and you put it anywhere in the bar. So, like that's a motif right there. Da 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 da. Or you can put it on the ends. And before you know it, I'm playing syncopated lines all over the place. I hope that's enough structure there, but just a 4-note phrase, anywhere you want. What's my original phrase? Wait, so. String them together or put space in between, just explore. Getting a little more structure is, you come up with a little rhythmic motif, 2 or 3 or 4 notes max, and whether it's descending or ascending, you gotta know that part too. And you're just basically gonna play around with where it starts, whether it starts on or off the beat. So pick me a number, 2, 3, or 4?
3.
3 it is, and ascending or descending? Doesn't matter.
Descending.
All right, descending. So I got a 3-note descending pattern. Now this is on the beat. So where would it be off of the beat? Now what if I string them together like quickly? It was just on the beat, off the beat. You can analyze where exactly, but it's not important. Your instant syncopation right there. So that's your mission. Come up with a 2, 3, or 4 note motif, ascending or descending in the scale. And then just try and oscillate between off the beat and on the beat. And then vary up the amount of space in between each repetition, and you'll automatically start getting syncopation as they get closer or further apart. Okay? Just to clarify, you are allowed to change the rhythmic. You don't have to preserve the exact rhythm of the phrase. You can modify it if your phrase was da da da. You don't always have, you could play da 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 da, whatever. This is an example of the student. So he's played da da ba. Go back to your original idea. Da boom ba. Yeah, you switched off. The next part is to balance on the beat and off the beat intentionally, where you play on the beat and then off the beat. But it doesn't have to be a set lick. It can just be... So I hope you heard it was on for a while, off for a while, on for a while, off for a while. And the listener won't know that you're doing that. Like, if I didn't tell you that's what I was doing, it would seem like relatively organic. But that is what I was thinking. So try that. Just all you're doing is oscillating. None of this should really be hard. You're just exploring. Here we go. Next step would be to try experimenting with offbeats and onbeats in the same phrase. So see if you could tell. Tell me how I was thinking in the next few phrases. 1, 2, 3, 4. So, I don't know if you could tell. Anyone could tell how I was thinking?
I think the first bar was syncopated, and the next bar was